This is Julian from That Ginger Bear and Albino Show, also known as Foul Monkeys. Join us live every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Pride48.com.
Out here in the jungle, there are no rules. There's only one voice you can trust. Foul Monkeys. Sit back and relax. And enjoy the show.
Enjoy the blow.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
You have downloaded episode 303. Today is Sunday, July 25th.
2010.
Oh.
Thank you all for joining us here this evening.
I got here on time.
A sweltering Sunday afternoon.
Very sweltering.
How much do I love the fact that the rest of the country is actually getting this kind of summer that we get every year?
And, highs in the 900s.
Yeah, and 100% humidity. They're like, oh my God, I'm going to melt. I'm like, welcome to my world every summer.
Right.
And I work outside. And
sometimes winter.
Yeah.
Two old fags talking about the weather.
Wait till we get to our animals. Then you'll really want to kill yourselves.
Oh, today I really wasn't in the mood to start this. Like earlier, I was 10 o'clock. I was like, ain't feeling it.
Why don't you start chatting with me a little bit? You'll feel better.
I know. We do this on purpose. We purposely don't talk all week.
So we'll have something to talk about.
Right. And I really don't want to talk to you right now. So.
Well, I don't want to talk to you either, bitch.
Black and Wendy, is Joe in town?
And is Joe gassy?
I know, right? Well, thank you to all six people that show up to our room. I'm like the 30 that show up on Fridays, but
yeah, you know, I know.
Whatever.
When people are normally going out and having a good time, they all show up and listen to the Friday show.
Right.
But they can't show up on Sunday fucking afternoon when nobody's doing anything.
When they're out of church.
Franco's in the room.
What
the fuck?
We need theme music for Franco's in the room. I don't know what that would be.
But yeah, because we'd never use it.
Loves it. People are showing up though. Here they go. Is this thing still on? Franco, you wouldn't know since you're never here.
Well, if you don't know how to turn it on, Franco, I can't help you out.
Sorry, I'm really thirsty. And this tea is going to put me into diabetic coma.
Why, thank you. I made it myself.
It's making me even more thirsty.
That's real Southern sweet tea, y'all.
It sure is. Is that sun tea?
Oh, speaking of Southern things, I forget where we were at yesterday, and we went by one of those roadside fruit stands, and Connor said, what are boiled peanuts? I've never had them.
Oh. That is a Southern thing.
It's like was a total shock to me. That would be like somebody asking me, you've never had breathed in oxygen?
Right.
Of course I've had.
I never had them until I moved here.
Really? They didn't have them in Virginia?
No, they don't have them in Virginia. But what are they? They're fucking awesome.
They are the best thing ever. And Northerners don't like them, apparently. Mm-mm. They also don't like grits. They eat that nasty cream of wheat shit.
I don't eat
any, which is
either
disgusting.
One. If you guys don't know what... Well, everyone should know what boiled peanuts. It's just peanuts
that
are boiled.
You take green raw peanuts,
right.
Boil them in...
awesomeness.
Salt, and they come out good.
But they're usually here. They're usually at convenience stores. And the nastier the convenience store, the better the peanuts are. Because the longer they sit in the juice,
the more the better they are. Good salt brine
but
they soak up.
Some really good ones are on the way over to Brandon along Plant City on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
They have big old barrels of them.
Yeah.
It's heaven. It's heaven in a nut.
I love them.
Or heaven in a shell, I mean.
I'm trying to figure out where to go with that because you said heaven and nut in the same sentence, but maybe that would be too blasphemous.
Never.
I know, right?
They don't stink. They fucking smell good.
They smell good.
And when we, sometimes at work on Fridays when we go out to get stuff, like this past Friday, they had fucking baked fish. And this is the thing. Baked fish is fine, But baked fish that's slimy on top is not fine.
Ew, slimy.
Yeah,
gross. No, I don't necessarily like anything that's slimy on top.
Well, you don't even like
whether
fish.
Whether it be fish or anything else.
But we go out to like the Subway that's right there next to my work, and they have boiled peanuts in there.
Well, yes. And it, isn't it like a convenience store where they have a Subway in there also, right. too? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, Sarah.
Also too. Yes. She'll probably be joining us later in this episode.
Oh, I need to check the P.O. box. I'm going to give you the key.
Just give me the key because, you know, you're too busy with gym and tricks and partying and living it up now that you're, you know,
skinny.
Skinny and.
Oh, talking about losing weight. And we got asked for money real quick.
Oh, my birthday's coming up August 31st, so. Mm-hmm.
But you want money, not presents.
Well, no, presents work too. You can check my. Wish list on our website.
We're so stupid. Actually, we're not stupid. It's the person that gave us a one-star review that's stupid that makes us act this
way. I know. I hope he gets hemorrhoids. Ew.
Yeah, that's an empty stomach right
now. I hope he gets hemorrhoids and gets fucked at the same time. Like the hemorrhoid shows up simultaneously with him getting fucked in the ass.
It actually gets pulled out of his ass when the guy pulls out. Ow. I've never had a hemorrhoid, but I'm sure that hurts. Oh, are we talking about Julian's hemorrhoids again?
No, we're not.
It wasn't hemorrhoids, it was hemorrhoid, right? Yes. It was just one?
Just one.
Yeah. I've never had one, so I don't...
Well, let me tell you, it sucks.
They're caused by, like, stress and stuff, right? Or, like, pushing too hard when you poop?
It can. Oh. So. Or it can just happen.
Our room is growing, y'all. We get more people.
Our room is growing, y'all. And people are talking about hemorrhoids and boiled peanuts and pecan logs.
Which I don't like pecan logs.
I imagine pecan logs could probably cause hemorrhoids, too.
Well, isn't there two different kinds of pecan logs? There's like the kind with the cheese in it and then the kind with the nougat in it.
I don't know that I've ever had a pecan log.
Hmm. I think there's two different kinds. I'm hungry, so I'll probably talk about anything right now.
Okay.
I can't eat. I don't deserve it.
No, you don't.
I barely deserve to breathe.
Well, we'll let you for the rest of the day.
Oh, damn it.
Tara's ass is puckering right now. Apparently she needs sex.
Girls, that's booties what, don't do that.
That's what happens to me.
Not only does your butt pucker, but everything else puckers around it too. It's kind of scary, actually. You've already worn a hole in that chair, and it's wooden.
My chair is not the one that has holes in it, thank you.
You know who got this for me?
Who?
Cedric.
Oh, was it ragged out when he got it for you?
Yeah, it was at the Salvation Army. It's not a real desk.
He couldn't have got you a good one.
He didn't have a job. What do you expect? It was probably my money that he spent.
He could have stole it from the outside after hours.
Ew. It looks like he did do that.
Oh, my God.
A lot of it's from NOS.
I have seen stuff dumped on the side of the road that didn't look that bad.
This is like an old dinette set. Is that what they're called?
Mm-hmm.
Dinette set. But it's like the one with the glass top from like 1987 that you'd probably...
Or 1977.
Right. That you probably would have found like on the Golden Girls or something with wicker, maybe. White wicker.
Loves it.
White wicker knickers.
I am shocked we haven't got any feedback
on
that.
I know. Oh, well.
Well.
Knickers.
Or either that, or they've just gotten so used to the racism that they're like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, they're just like waiting for us to say something that's like PC, and then they'll like bitch us out.
White Wicker joined Pride 48.
No, it should be White Knicker.
White Knicker. So,
well, you know what they say, every white person should own two black knickers.
Once you go knicker, you don't want a dicker.
Don't wear your knickers on your wicker. You'll get splinters. Oh, let's see. What kind of stuff do we have to talk about today? Let me pull it up.
You are now entering the racism zone. with your host, Julian, and Kinder Bear.
Please put your cape on to protect yourself. Your hood should not be any taller than 3 feet. Unless you're the Grand Dragon. Is that what they're called?
The Grand Dragon?
The Grand Dragon? Is that what they're called? The Grand Wizard?
Grand Wizard.
Oh.
Don't ask me how I knew that.
I know why you know that.
So, I've been suffering with a stiff neck the past 4 days.
Is it still hurting you?
A little bit. But I've been like putting heat on it and massaging it, and it's still... I must have slept on that motherfucker wrong.
Well, the other day, he was like doing stuff at the sink, and I looked at him like, why are you moving all retarded? He's like, what are you talking about? I said, you're like moving like weird. What's wrong with you?
Well, one of our listeners commented on my Facebook status when I put that on there. He's like, oh, been doing it doggy style again?
Up against the wall?
Yeah. So apparently he thought
oh my God, that made me laugh when I was listening to it at work the other day.
He thought I was getting pounded into the wall again.
I don't want to talk about that. Because it makes me feel sick. Still, can't fucking talk.
It makes me feel sick, y'all. Ginger Bear, you're fucking it up. I do not like Lou in Denver as your username, Lou. That just reminds me you're half the country away.
Apparently he's having bunches of fun from his Facebook.
Well, yeah, because he's already done everybody in Orlando, so he's got a whole new city to do now.
He's got a whole new area.
Yeah. He's fresh meat there now.
I would love to be fresh meat again one day. Guess it'll never happen. Womp, womp. So I have something to talk about.
Okay.
And I told you about it before. But so I was at work couple weeks ago, maybe this past week. And I was talking to my coworker. She's all right now. She's not bad.
Oh, is this the one that had the baby?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, but I was like, oh, you know, because we're talking about music and stuff. So I was like, oh, I really like this song. And it's, hold on, let me bring it up. I know we might get arrested
Wait,
for this.
The song?
And the song, yes.
Okay.
So, apparently we're in a diner tonight.
Hi, my name's Flo. Can I take your order tonight? Would you like to try some apple pie?
So this song
or we have pecan.
This song was playing. So,
okay.
I'm listening to that song, and it's Flyleaf All Around Me. And I'm listening to the song, and I told her, I was like, I really like this song. She goes, are you kidding me? And I was like, no, I really like this song. And she's like, you do know that's about Jesus, right? Because they're a Christian band. And I'm like, fuck, Jesus tricked me. I'm pissed.
Franco jumped on it immediately. He said, Flyleaf is gross. It's about Jesus.
I had no idea it's about Jesus.
That's how they get you. They trick you.
Oh, fucking tricked
me. And make it catchy. That way you don't know it's about Jesus.
Oh, I was pissed. So I was like, oh, I have to remove this shit from my iPod. But I still like the song. But I just thought it was about a teenage girl that was obsessed with her boyfriend or something.
Everybody knows the best music's associated with Satan.
Mm-hmm. Duh. I didn't know that they were a religious band. I just thought they were like whatever.
I don't really it bothers me when like Christian artists go mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's
they are brainwashers. Because
you know to just scroll on past the Jesus station.
Right.
And you don't expect Jesus songs to be any.
And that does not sound like a Jesus song. I mean, no. It sounds like a rock song, kind of, whatever. But it was on the radio and all stuff all the time. I never knew that was some Holy Roller Jesus shit.
Mm-mm.
So.
Laundry's done.
Laundry's done at the diner. Apparently, we're like an all-in-one inclusive place tonight.
Yeah.
Pretty soon we'll probably hear the horses gather.
Yeah. Amy Grant's a cunt. I just wanted to say that.
Britney Spears is a Christian artist?
No, she's not. Britney Spears is a
bitch.
Oh my God, y'all.
Oh my God, y'all. Oh my God. My pussy itches. Oh, speaking of
oh no, I left my baby on top of the car again.
Speaking of itchy pussy.
You have
itchy pussy. You know Lindsay Lohan's in jail.
Itchy pussy?
No.
Oh.
I have itchy mussy. Lindsay Lohan's in jail now.
Well, if you let him come inside instead of pulling out.
Well, then your ass should be itching all the time. Fucker. You need some preparation H for that shit.
How dare you?
No wonder your fingers are always brown. Ew.
I'm not the one that had stained hands last night.
Oh, it's going away too. Mm. Wow, that's pretty.
Your hands were all.
I beat off Papa Smurf
brown
with his hand.
And yellow after spending
purple.
The night with Trucker Mike.
Purple, yeah. So on Friday, well, no, what else we got to talk about? I don't want to skip.
You don't want to skip?
I don't want to skip my subjects.
Well, oh goodness. Now I'm going to have to look at my list.
I got your cupcake.
I got your cupcake. What the hell are you talking about?
So I get home and I'm on my computer and I'm on Bear 411 and this guy messages me and he's older. He's an older gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Not someone that I would even attempt to date, but I was being nice and I was chatting with him.
So you mean he was ugly?
He was an older gentleman that I would not generally go for.
He was ugly. It's okay. You can say it. Okay.
It's okay. You
can
say it.
He was fucking ugly. Oh, my God.
He was ugly.
Ugh.
He was butt fucking ugly. But fugly.
His balls were dragging the ground.
Big fatty?
Right.
So, you know, we're going back and forth. He's like, so what are you doing? And I said, I'm eating a cupcake, the cupcakes that Connor made last week.
Right.
Excuse me. Michael Sage is listening to us.
Okay, good.
I got to talk about that to him. So, you know, we're talking back and forth. And he's like, what are you doing? I said, oh, I'm eating a cupcake right now. And he responded back. Now, I showed you his picture, right?
Yes,
you remember?
Did. Yes.
And the message that came back is said, oh, I got your cupcake. And I was like, I was like, oh my God.
That's what you get for talking to ugly people.
Well, you know,
you talk to them and then they're just from talking to them.
They think I'm flirting with
they
them.
They think you're going to be interested in them. Mm-hmm. That way, if you just ignore them or say fuck off, then.
No, but I'm not a mean person. I like to try to be nice to everybody because I want people to be nice to me.
You need to get a little bit more mean in you. Because you've had everything else in you.
You know what? It totally sounds like what you said. You need a little bit of more me in you.
No, I said you need a little more mean in you.
I need some mean meat in me.
He's had plenty of meat in him.
Not as much as you.
Oh, my God. Me and Connor were in Walmart yesterday.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
And we were buying laundry detergent.
Mm-hmm.
And we were looking at how many loads each bottle did.
Mm-hmm.
And he picked up one. He's like, this only does 26 loads. He's like, I got more than that in me right now. I'm like,
ugh. Oh. Uncomfortable. I need to speak to HR. That's nasty.
I think he meant he had 26 ready to spend, but what it sounded like was he had had 26 deposited.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's nasty. Not his role anyway, so.
Ooh.
But it was funny, especially up in the Walmart.
in the Walmarts.
Because you know how classy that is. Oh my God.
I like that every time you talk about Walmart, it starts with, oh my God.
We walked around to the dairy aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And
they want to know if Connor has a brother.
He does, but he's straight and he lives in New York.
Mm, okay.
Walked around the dairy, I'm like, I smell body odor.
Where is this at?
Walmart.
Oh, well.
And then.
That's not what they pump in there?
No.
Oh, okay.
So we walk like over to the next aisle and this woman's going, oh my God, did you smell that? It was that guy that walked by and it just like lingered after him. I'm like, oh, okay.
She told you that?
Yeah. Yeah. So apparently I was not the only one to smell it.
That's bad if they can smell your body odor an aisle away.
It's like he hadn't... I didn't see the guy, but it was like...
Well, you don't have to see him.
Smelled like he hadn't bathed in...
What do you think he looked like by the way he smelled? Just describe him.
I would say a dirty old man with raggedy, dirty clothes and like nasty, dirty tennis shoes with holes in them.
Do you think he had toe jam? I bet he had toe jam. Speaking of
enough about your dates.
Whatever. Really? You want me to go there? Do you need me to go there about some feet?
Somebody said I should have redirected him to the deodorant aisle because, as we all know, you can just use the deodorant at Walmart and put it back on the shelf.
Yeah, because I saw that shit. And I'm sorry, deodorant doesn't cover stink. So if you haven't showered in 5 days and you put deodorant on, a word of wisdom, that don't work.
You need to wash your ass.
My name is Show Cantel Brown.
And I show can tell you
what looks good on the top of your head.
And I show can tell you need to wash your ass.
And your hair.
And your hair.
You can wash your ass with your hair.
We will wash it with hot water.
I will massage your hair.
So,
I can love that.
Yeah, Walmart.
Walmarts.
Gotta love the Walmart.
Oh.
This is the same Walmart where somebody once gave me a phone number.
Mm-hmm.
A man. Gave me a phone number in this Walmart, so.
And he was like a Twinkie boy, though, right?
Yeah, so that's why it immediately got thrown in the garbage.
So, you know how I'm having this issue of talking to guys that are saying I'm either too fat or too thin?
Yeah, you're in the in-between.
Yeah, well, I'm still in that stage, but I found somebody that was like, oh, well, you're not bad looking. You know, I think you're pretty hot.
Okay.
So, and this is another story, too, besides the one that was just that I told you.
Okay.
So, you know, we were talking and then we switched pictures back and forth. I'm sorry, you're not hairy enough.
No.
I was too smooth for him. Really? Too smooth? No. Do I have to like have like fucking like taco meat hair all over my body or something?
Now, don't get me wrong. I think like chest hair and is attractive on a man, but just because somebody isn't like super hairy doesn't mean I would think they were less attractive.
Right. And all I have to say is, well, tough luck to you, asshole. But anyway, I was talking on the grinder.
You were grinding on the grinder.
I was grinding on the grinder, and which now they have a new app. It's called, excuse me for one moment. It's called Scruff, and it's like Grindr for bears. So you know I signed up right up on it.
And they all said, ew, what are you doing on here?
You're not hairy enough. You're too thin. Anyway.
Everybody wants to know exactly what taco meat hair is.
I don't know. Like, it just looks like somebody threw fucking taco meat on your chest, and there's like no skin. You can't see that shit because it's so hairy. And it's all like crinkly and curly.
I just got a little lightheaded.
I had another funny story to tell you, but I don't know if I can do it because it involves my mama.
Oh, God.
And that, I mean, Julian about passed out in the kitchen when I told him.
you might tell it one time.
All right, I'm going to wait to tell the next story that I was telling you earlier about Grindr.
We need to talk about something real quick here.
We need to do some calls,
too. We're at 324.
Okay.
So if you want to do calls or
all right,
whatever you want to do.
Let's do calls.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
And Franco, do not listen to White Wicker. Do not trim your chest hair. No!
No! Don't! And it gives you pimples when you do it. That was brought to you by McAdoo's Sandwich Shops, located in Virginia, North Carolina, and West Virginia.
Now with less ptomaine poison.
It's really good. Dude, that restaurant, I would like to open one here.
Oh, okay.
It's awesome. McAdoo's. So yeah, we have telephone calls. Let's see.
Well, why don't you play some?
These are not in order, so don't expect anything fancy.
They never are, so you really don't have to say that.
Don't expect anything fancy. Here we go.
Is this the pledge line? Is this where I call to make a donation of pledging for weight loss and getting weight and losing weight and pledging money for ginger bears and people? This is from Major Kev, and I just want to know which celebrity I'm going to get to speak to give you my money, because you're pledging for money, and money is good, and weight loss, and money and weight loss. And thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Okay.
We didn't show any. We didn't have any money show up anywhere. So I guess we.
Yeah, I have yet to get any money. So apparently, we're not very good at begging for it.
Right, not at all. And but we're good at losing weight.
Nobody understood that call, nor understood what was said.
Yeah, because it was kind of in and out. I think it was the cell phone. But go back and listen to it and rewind it like 5 times. You'll know.
Okay.
Basically, they want to know where do they donate their money for people that beg for money and. Lose weight.
Okay.
That was Kevin Danbury.
Yes.
Alrighty, here we go. Let's play. We have 5. We'll just play 2.
Okay.
Is that good?
Hey, Julian. This is Roy from Sassy Cast. Ricky, just listening right now to episode 301, and you talking about the picture on Grindr of the guy with the face covered in cum. I had something very similar happen to me, actually, except mine was done, I think, in a worse way. A person friended me on Facebook, and, you know, he seemed like he was, you know, a nice guy, so, you know, I friended him back. And the next thing you know, he got my email address from my Facebook because it's available to anybody who friends me. And the next thing you know, I am bombarded in my email with nothing but pictures of his cum-filled face. And it's just like a barrage of them. And when he's done emailing all of these, every single email, it ends with him with the phrase saying, "Do you want to add yours to my collection?"
Oh.
Ew. Talk to you later.
Oh.
No.
My God.
No. No. No.
That is so hoary.
No.
That's like.
No.
Ugh.
No.
My God, that's
no.
Nasty.
You will not take pictures of cum on my face.
Like, all right, first of all, I don't like it touching my face, so...
You just gulp it down.
If the opportunity happens, it has to be the right... It's not all that. Shit. Are they, like, cumming a fountain or what? Am I, like, a dog, like, licking water out of a bowl? But I don't like it usually on me because it just, once it's there for like 2 seconds, it's nasty.
Yeah, go ahead.
But I forgot what I was going to say.
That's all right.
But that is fucking nasty.
That is nasty.
Just, oh, let me send you 400 pics of cum all over my face.
And would you like to add yours? Ew. Well,
that's nasty.
We're at 329.
329.
You want to end the first half of this?
Yes.
All right.
give us a call, 206-984-3685, or text message or call 863-666-0377.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. And don't forget to check out Julian's wish list for his birthday. And if you're one of those people that were raised where one sibling had a birthday, then the other sibling got something, you could go ahead and do that, too.
Uh-huh. Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. Ew. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at J.C. Marple.
Bukkake Monkeys.
Mm.
That's going to be the title of our show. Bukkake Monkeys. You can follow me on You can follow me on Facebook by searching for Ricky Burton and Twitter by doing a search for Foul Monkeys.
Well, that wraps up part one of this little clusterfuck.
Our little shit show.
And
Have a great week, and we'll be back in like 5 seconds.
This is Julian.
And this is Ricky.
Peace.
Bye.